News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. As we said earlier this week, Mr. Rob Center is enjoying the week off, so Matt Cottrill is kind of gluing some of the pieces together. We very much appreciate that, and we hope Rob enjoys a pre-holiday vacation very much. In the studio with us now, I'm glad to say that, we were planning on having two of the registered dietitians from Wise Markets here, but three of them are here, so this is just a super bonus for me. Erin Dunleavy is back. We raised you from a pup.
Erin,
now I've forgotten your maiden name. Isn't that funny?
Long.
Okay, that's right. You had the same name. You think I would have remembered that. All right, well, Erin Dunleavy is back, and you got banished down to the store that's down in Enola, right?
That's right.
All right, well, Yes. Fantastic. And how's that going down there?
It's good. Great store. Really, really like it down there.
And you're assigned to that store. That's your gig every day, taking good care of everybody that goes in there?
Well, that was the plan as of just this past week. There have been some changes. So Emily, as you all might be familiar with, will now be covering that store.
And you're coming back?
When I come back from maternity leave, I'll be covering this area.
Well, and that covers the development. I wasn't sure if I was going to say anything or not. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
See, we keep covering the growing family.
the dietitian to you, yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Many dietitians being born to the
See, we have three and
women.
A half dietitians this morning.
Yep,
that's right. There you go. That's right. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, welcome back, Erin. I'm always super glad to see you, and I'm glad this is all going well for you. Catherine Long is back, registered dietitian, healthy living coordinator from Wise Markets, and Beth Stark is here. She's the supervisor, lifestyle initiatives manager from Wise Markets, and they're all registered dietitians. Well, we're doing an FAQ. Is this your idea, the idea, Catherine, that we do frequently asked questions?
Right. So usually around this, December, we talk about healthy holidays, and everybody kind of hears that information here and there. So we wanted to try to do something different. So we, we always invite customers to contact us through our Wise Dietitian's email address, or they can call into customer service. We get a couple hundred questions every year. So I kind of looked back through some of our most popular questions this year, and we thought we would bring those here to share with everyone.
All right. So what do you got? Is there the question almost everybody asks about? Is there sort of one that you get a lot?
Well, I think a good thing for customers to know is the most questions we get are about food allergies and whether certain products contain nuts. Are there nuts in the facility on the same line, produced with other foods? So we do invite customers to email us or call customer service if they have a child or a family member, a friend with a food allergy, and they're concerned about a certain product and it's not specifically outlined on the label. Please get in contact with us to find those things out.
All right. So I ask you, I say, does a certain product contain nuts?
Yep.
What's the method here to find that
answer? Right. So we have category managers that are in charge of all the items in our stores. So I'll reach out to the appropriate manager and they will get in touch with the manufacturer and they'll give us the information.
All right. Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you want to tell us?
Sure.
So that's the number one, allergies. What else?
Yeah. So second, I guess the most popular questions are people want lists. Mm-hmm. Do you have a list of all the gluten-free items in your store, low sodium items in your store, no sugar? And really what we point them to is our NutriFacts program, which I'm sure we've talked about before. So there's 14 health and lifestyle attributes in the program, including gluten-free, organic, low sodium, no added sugar, whole grain. So if that is indicated on the product label, it will be then on the shelf tag right underneath the price. So it kind of saves some time having to pick up every product, and look it over. You can just kind of see it very quickly right there on the price tag.
Right, so NutriFacts.
Right, and I was going to say, too, the good news is that, I'm told that in 2019, our website will allow a customer to actually go on and filter the attributes that might be relevant to them, so they could create that list if they want that physical hard copy of all the items within a certain kind of parameter to shop with. So hopefully that will be something that we can announce
and
talk about in a bigger way, for next year, which would just be really amazing for someone either doing online shopping or, kind of preparing their list in advance and then taking that list into the store. I think some of the other top questions we get, of course, is surrounded around different health conditions and a recent diagnosis, which I think this is always just a good reminder to customers and to those that are listening that we are here and we are a resource for you if you really just need that information quickly. You know, maybe you have a follow-up appointment in a couple of weeks with a dietitian, and we can always be a first step to get some of that information to you and just to kind of ease those concerns, which, you know, come along with a new diagnosis. So certainly diabetes is a big one. Generally, a physician is not giving you, dietitian kind of recommended nutrition education at that diagnosis. They may give you a couple of handouts and so forth, but we have some really great tools that we would refer someone to should they be recently diagnosed with diabetes. We would refer them to the NutriFacts program, again, just to, as a place to get started, just to kind of, again, get some certain range for carbohydrates with omega-3s. I help to manage the blood sugar, just them feel full, which is kind of a general gravity.
In your store, do you use an allergy-free item, or where's the sort of diet?
Yep, and I was just going to say that it definitely aligns with what's coming through the Wise Diet. I should say that the most common is for sure diabetes. I get questions. I can take a customer around in the aisles and actually do some label reading exercises with them, point out products, meal planning questions. You know, just think of everybody wants convenience these days. So I would say those are probably the most common questions that I get at the store level.
All right. And you also met at the YMCA. I remember this. You were there. We talked about trying to get a sort of a fitness thing going. Now, I didn't heed any of your advice. Let's get that out.
Oh, man.
Well, thanks for the honesty.
Yeah.
But I remember it. Yes. So do you get the
same? Awareness is good.
Right. Somebody says, yeah, thank you. Admission. Where somebody says, look, I want to accomplish this in my life.
Definitely tailored to the individual. So name for, it's usually a customer comes with me, specific questions, and then we.
So all of our and codes mean on the bottle. It's 42-71. Indicates the plant or farm, and then there's also a date and a time stamp on there. Along with that, people want to know. So it's hormones that these hormones to help produce extra milk. So people want to know if our milk does not contain RB. It's good for people to know that, again, small cattle that helps them produce milk treated with this. Human bodies don't in humans, but people can be, you know, if they are concerned about that, know that our milk does not house that we're treated with that.
Fantastic. That's great information. All right, we have just a moment. Do we have time for one more segment, but one more?
Be interested in making some lifestyle changes for 2019, of course. You know, a common question I think across the board would be, well, sadly, there really are behaviors you can implement into your life, metabolism and a good kind of recommendation, whole grain sources or fruits and vegetable protein. So this helps to keep them focused and really just kind of keeps you feeling very satisfied. And that skips a meal and hey, you know, that doesn't help your metabolism is very well. So of course we'd recommend small frequent meals, a couple of snacks. You know, we kind of always joke that we have our snack routine. It's like
sure
at 10
do.
O'clock you hear us maybe grabbing the almonds at 3 o'clock when that slump is hitting. We're grabbing some kind of apple butter. So small frequent meals and then of course exercise, which that's not a surprise, right? All of the time. Right across right there making that contact. So weight training. So if you're not generally including any kind of resistance training, whether it's with your own or small, you know, hand, that's always a good thing to really kind of working extra, you know, so trying to do what you can to overcome that with definitely a thing we would always recommend. So just a couple of quick examples of some of those different snacks and meals that are balanced would be like cheese and whole grain crackers. So maybe like a Triscuit cracker or something like that. Some vegetables and hummus, hard boiled egg and a piece of fruit. We mentioned almonds. So almonds or pistachios. And maybe even a piece of dark chocolate or a piece of fruit to go along with it. It's all about that pairing of the higher fiber, higher whole grain foods with a higher protein food to really satisfy.
All right, well,
so I think
fantastic.
That would be another common question.
Well,
no
great.
Foods to burn fat, but you can help to boost your metabolism by doing these things.
Well, and that's really all part of the normal shtick. And a lot of these important conversations that we have is to eat within those guidelines that you mentioned and maybe in some of the ways and to do the exercise that you suggest. Mm-hmm. And one of our listeners sent me a text where you were talking and saying, this is not what I wanted to hear before Christmas.
Oh.
Maybe we should do this topic again.
Everything
in
moderation.
Right.
Always leave room. For those
we certainly say, you know, thumbs up to those Christmas cookies, thumbs up to those the traditional foods that you would like to incorporate. You know, this is not a time to kind of try to make a significant lifestyle change. I mean, that is the reality, but you can always, you know, enjoy the time of year and, you know, try to incorporate some of those habit changes in the new year.
Well, on our schedule, you're penciled in on January 2nd, so maybe we can have this conversation again.
Really kick off the new year, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we are going to take a break. We have the CNBC Business Minute coming up next, but we have Erin Dunleavy is here. She is a registered dietitian at Wise Markets. Catherine Long and Beth Stark in our studios here. We're going to continue our conversation at about 7:40 this morning.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Again, Rob Center has the day or the week off. Matt Catrillo's making sure that everything's running okay in the next room. We appreciate his producer help this morning. In the studio with us now, Beth Stark is back, manager of lifestyle initiatives at Wise Markets. She's a registered dietitian. Catherine Long is here, a healthy living coordinator. And we have a bonus source of wonderful information here. Erin, well, a bonus plus, really. Erin Dunleavy is here. She's about to go on maternity leave.
That's right.
She's disclosed
one
that.
And a half.
So she's a registered dietitian, right? She's one plus, like on an invite card.
Yeah, that's right.
So she's Erin plus one. So fantastic. Congratulations there. Well, we're doing frequently asked questions. We already talked a little bit about food allergies and not that much guidance, but definitely where to get your questions answered. We talked a little bit about diabetes, how somebody with diabetes, perhaps developing, would know where to look for the Nutrafax in a store. Those are those little cards. I've seen them all over the store that just have one word on it, like a sugar-free or carb-conscious, that kind of thing. Would be on these Nutrafax little placards throughout the store. Next, frequently asked questions. What is next? What do people often ask you while they're shopping?
Oh, I mean, it's honestly all kinds of different things. Like we kind of mentioned before, I love when people come to us if they are newly diagnosed with something and maybe don't know what to do to take the next step. You know, we don't know their whole medical history, but we can definitely give them some resources, some credible resources. There's a lot of information on the internet, and it's kind of can be difficult to sift through it all and know what is, you know, credible and what's not. And when you have something like a health condition that's maybe worsening, it can be really scary for somebody. So to get the right information is really important. And I love that people see us as that resource. You know, all of our services are free with Erin in the store and our other in-store ladies around the state. You know, those are free services to talk to a dietitian.
All right, we're up to, what, 7 or 8 registered dietitians?
Six in stores, and then Catherine and myself at the office. So a team of 8.
All right,
plus
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Erin most recently has been in Enola, and we up to recently would see Emily at Danville
and Lewisburg. Yep.
And they're going to pull a little switcheroo around here. But you'll still see a registered dietitian in some of these stores trying to help everybody on a very regular basis. Okay. For more people, contact.
The quickest way to get into the living section of the wisemarkets.com website that you could link to, wisemarkets.com. That address is right on the stores and also online. And we do also have a dietitian Facebook group that Catherine really provides a lot of awesome content on. So you could always join that group. But then have much more kind of intimate contact with the dietitian. So we're sharing some of our favorite tips. We share a lot more content there than we do on the actual Wise Markets Facebook page. So it's a group that it's open to everyone. You would just simply request an invite. We would include you. And then you can have some different engagement with us as well. So you can always reach us through Facebook too.
And Erin brings to us experience working in a store in Enola where you get people that walk right up to you at the store and say, hey, what am I going to do about this?
Or, that's right. That's the beauty of being right in the store. So I'm available for customers as they're shopping. If they have a question, you know, hey, is this food better for me if I have diabetes or this certain health condition? So we'll kind of go in the aisles and do some label reading and point out where certain products are and really answer any of their questions that they have right on the spot.
And you have organized tours in the stores too, right?
Yep, that's right. So there's a schedule of events that people register ahead of time for, and I'll kind of walk groups around the store, and they're usually geared around certain themes like diabetes, heart health, meal planning, really a big range of topics.
All right. What else is a frequently asked question that you'll find that you would receive via email or from the website or wherever you get it?
Right.
Please, Catherine.
Well, we did mention before the food allergies. I think that's really important for people to know that we can be a resource to figure out, you know, are there nuts in the product? Is it in the facility? Some people have very, very sensitive food allergies, especially children. And there's a lot of rules and regulations around snacks in schools. Or if you have people have guests coming over for the holidays and maybe they're not used to dealing with food allergies on a daily basis, but you know, the guest is coming and they want to serve them something that's safe. So they'll reach out to us and We do have something in the magazine. We have a spread on entertaining a gluten-free guest. So a lot of people are eating gluten-free. So just some tips on how to prevent cross-contamination. And there's also two recipes in there. So a gluten-free peanut butter cookie recipe and our cauliflower pilaf.
You entertain a gluten-free guest by singing. That's usually the typical way, right? That's what I always do anyway.
But don't bump.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But that's all great information, and you can contact the Wise Markets.
Yep.
Wisemarkets.com through the Ask a Dietitian section right there. That's in the lifestyle section of the whole website, either in a store, if you certainly know the store. Dietitian is not necessarily going to be there 24/7, but the individual's available for you in one way or another. Or through the Facebook group is another way
right to
get through.
And
to
there
folks.
Truly are no dumb questions. I mean, we have gotten every question under the sun. We are more than happy to find the answer for you. And, you know, if you have that question, other people do too. So,
all right. Baking tips.
Yes.
If I don't know my way around the kitchen, you'll help out, please.
Yeah. So, you know, this is really the prime time for holiday baking. I know my family always does a holiday baking session, which we have coming up this weekend. Super excited. So I think one that I personally fail at doing a lot. Which I've learned to improve upon is getting the ingredients at room temperature before actually kind of embarking on that recipe preparation.
That's important.
So in particular, butter should be at room temperature. So generally, a recipe would be recommending that it's softened or maybe even melted. But really, following that recommendation can make all the difference in what the texture of your cookies or baked good might be. Even how it browns and how the sugars kind of incorporate all those different things. So I would say making sure that your ingredients are brought up to room temperature. And really, for butter, I mean, you might have to leave a stick of butter on the counter for a couple of hours to really get it to that temperature. Mm-hmm. Microwaving it, on the other hand, generally it starts to melt. You know, I think personally for me, I've always been too impatient. I throw it in the microwave and then all of a sudden I have melted butter. But if a recipe calls for softened butter, melted will not do the trick. You really have to follow that to a T. So I think that would be one of my own personal recommendations and one that I have finally, I think, learned to pay attention to. And cookies I've made this year have been much better because of that.
Some people leave some butter out all the time.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Which it doesn't spoil, so that's certainly something you can do. And I think on the line of butter, too, a good recommendation would be if you're baking to use unsalted butter. Mm-hmm. And not really because of the sodium content as much as what the flavor will be in your recipe. So most baking recipes do call for salt. That really does help to make the different ingredients pop. So vanilla, almond, lemon, and the sugar, the salt can help to kind of brighten those different flavors. But if you're using salted butter and then adding the salt, you might just end up with a salty tasting end result, which isn't ideal.
Yeah.
So two tips wrapped into one there.
No, sound advice, though, really. Who would think about that?
Right.
But that's important. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll throw it to
my tip is to take your time and fully complete each step when you're cooking. And I think we were talking in our little break here how all of us have, you know, tried to hurry things along at a certain time. So especially when you're using a mixer. So usually if you're making a baked good, you need to mix the butter and your room temperature, but softened butter and your sugar until that's fully incorporated. So here's why. So the sugar granules are really sharp and they slice through the butter and create air pockets, which ultimately gives your pastry a really fluffy, good texture. So if you skip that step or you don't mix it quite enough, you will have a denser, heavier product. So if it says, you know, mix until fluffy, make sure you do that. Mix until just combined, then don't overmix it. It's a very delicate process, and I think the more you do it, the more you'll get better as you go. But basically, you know, read every step carefully and make sure you're doing exactly what it says. And just
all these subtleties make a difference.
Right, it does.
Enjoy the process.
Right.
You know, baking should be fun. You know, it really shouldn't be rushed. So take your time, you know, so you don't mismeasure and so you don't misread the recipe and so you don't miss ingredients. And to Catherine's point, that's such an interesting explanation. I didn't know that. So that was actually pretty fascinating.
Aaron and I were making something. It was a couple months ago now. And we're like, did we forget an ingredient?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't turn out right. It was very heavy. And I'm like, I don't think we mixed it long enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Till it was fluffy.
Yeah. And just going off of Catherine's tips, I mean, when you cook things, I think you have a little bit more flexibility to add in extra ingredients or kind of tweak things a little bit. Mm-hmm. But with baking, it's almost like a science.
Yeah.
Every ingredient has a purpose. The directions, there's a purpose for everything. So there isn't a lot lot of room to adjust certain things. So it's really important just to stick with the recipe and not try to tweak as much, or, you know, the texture might be off, the flavor might be off. And just to end with some of the tips, you really don't want to mess with the oven temperature or cooking time. So if you think, you know, you want to, if a recipe says to bake at 300 degrees for 30 minutes, you really can't increase the cooking temperature to, let's say, 400 degrees for 15 minutes. It doesn't work that way. You know, the temperature has a meaning, and also the cooking time. So you really can't adjust things in that sense. And then also going off that, when you're done, you want to make sure that your cookies, cakes, or whatever you're making are completely cooled.
Yes.
So if you have a cake, for example, you wouldn't put the icing on or mess with that until it's completely cooled. So if anyone has tried to do that before, it doesn't really.
And actually, yeah, so we brought Mark in a little treat this morning. So it's a recipe from the magazine. It's our pear and dried cherry galette. So a galette is basically a free-form pie. So we kind of, you roll out the pie crust and put it on a baking sheet, put your ingredients in the middle, and then fold the edges over. And so this requires, it's delicious.
Super.
And it's very simple.
If you told me that you're going to bring me peaches and dry, or pears and dried cherries,
right, you'd been like,
oh, that sounds good for you. But it is to die for.
It is. There's some orange zest in there and some orange juice.
And this is from the centerfold of the Healthy Bites magazine?
Or the cover? It's in the back, towards the back.
Yep. Okay. It is the covered.
Yeah. Oh, it is the cover image, right. But this recipe in particular says cool 1 hour before slicing. So when you're baking, you know, the pear juices, you know, if you would cut it right away, it would be just kind of watery mess. So you kind of let it set for a little bit.
All right. Just a couple seconds left. We'll let you kind of summarize here. We got about 30 seconds.
Sure. So, I mean, you can find a lot of these tips in our current Healthy Bites magazine, or again, email the Wise Dietitians if you need a little bit more guidance, or visit us at that Facebook group that I mentioned. And I think one other thing too, just really quickly, as you're preparing your shopping list to bake some cookies, bake some, you know, different holiday items, check the ingredients that you have. Make sure that the baking soda is within date. Make sure the baking powder is within date. If you haven't replaced those things or different spices or flour, it could be rancid, which would, you know, kind of impair the flavors of your baked goods. So check those dates.
You're saying using expired products isn't good for you?
It just, you know, they won't rise. The baking soda won't do what it should, and so forth. So definitely check that pantry, make sure the dates are good, and then replace.
I'm always telling my lovely bride, don't throw that out just because the date's a little off. So
It's not like harmful or anything, but you obviously want to bake like really delicious cookies, and you want them to come out as you intend if you're going to spend the time. So, you know, using old ingredients can just kind of cause issues with that.
Beth Stark, Manager of Lifestyle Initiatives, Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, and Aaron Dunleavy, Healthy Living Coordinator. Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Our AccuWeather forecast, very briefly here, mostly cloudy. Today's high going to be 38 degrees. And tonight, cloudy with a low of 27, some flurries tonight. And tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly sunny to partly cloudy throughout the period. Highs 37, overnight lows 20. Now, we have 31 degrees right now at News Radio 1070 WDK, OK Sunbury. We have the CBS Morning News Roundup, then the WDK OK Morning News Roundup. This is WDK OK Sunbury.